Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And now from Austin, Texas, we are live. Thank you for joining us, my friends. It is Friday, the 22nd day of October, 2010. Joining us today will be Webster Tarpley for about 15 minutes later in the hour to talk about the revelations that one of the top Al-Qaeda commanders, supposedly who ran 9/11, the underwear bombing, the Fort Hood shooting, the failed Times Square truck bomb, car bomb attack, dining at the Pentagon 2 months after 9/11. I know we covered this for an hour yesterday, but it's such a big deal, so Tarp was going to be popping in. And we're also going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger about his suppressed book and, his take on what's happening with the different intelligence agencies protecting Al-Qaeda. So he'll be joining us for a full hour. Good job to our producers for getting that done. Coming up at high noon in T-minus 58 minutes from now. And of course, we have our weekly visit with Bob Chapman on the economy. So important to have him on with us once a week as we chronicle and track what's happening all over the planet, including the mortgage gate situation that is just expanding. But we'll be talking about Fox's supposed exclusive Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11, Anwar al-Awlaki. And it goes on from that point, with Tarpley and Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer coming up today. We also have the Lindsey Williams interview that is just taking the internet by storm right now. Just huge amounts of traffic to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with that interview yesterday, and a lot of different news outfits picking up on it. I know Lindsey Williams is for real in that his source is for real, but I also just want to add that a lot of, you know, old men especially, who are really old and are getting ready to die, they're very matter of fact, they're very, especially elitist, are very authoritative in the things they say, and just because this elitist says all of this is going to happen, it doesn't mean it's 100% going to happen or that he has all the information about what's going on in globalist circles. Kind of like his source, one area that his source has been wrong about was how, you know, it was going to be total, you know, mega disaster in the Gulf. And there has been a disaster. They've covered most of it up in the core exit and the fact that most of the oil hasn't been cleaned up. I mean, that's ongoing. And now really the dead fish and the illnesses and the rest of it's out of the news. But I mean, but that's an example right there of his source, you know, saying this oil pressure is so incredible and so high that they're basically never going to be able to fix it. So that's some good news in that, you know, his source is not omnipresent and doesn't have all the answers. He talked about this Hispanic prominent activist that he's met with and talked to, who's been meeting with Janet Napolitano, offering her jobs, and Napolitano telling her that you need to get 6 months of food and water. We separately know who that source is, confirmed that indeed did go on. And we know the name. And that Williams has talked to her, and that Napolitano did tell her that, but obviously the lady's scared and doesn't want her activist work, you know, harmed, with what she's doing. But, the government itself has been, you know, building up emergency supplies for decades. So that's really nothing new. And we know they could stage a cybersecurity attack, which they're clearly gearing up to do. And the Stuxnet worm appears to be just that, the trigger to pass in the lame duck session of Congress the cybersecurity takeover, which is the Pentagon takeover of the internet. So we'll talk some about that today. Also, establishment dispatches Clinton to campaign against Rand Paul. If you ever needed any sign that Rand Paul's the guy for the job, it's that Bill Clinton, the discredited criminal, is being dispatched against him in Kentucky to now play the race card. We're going to be discussing that as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
None of us want 9/11 to be an inside job. It just is. And what is, is. And anyone can just look at the news every day and read all the government documents that are public. And the former head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, last year admitting that the White House issued terror alerts for political gain, and understand that they're using the war on terror to take our liberties and freedoms and set up secret police networks. While at the same time, Homeland Security in the last year has blocked almost all deportations of illegal aliens. This has been going on for a long time under Clinton, Bush, and now Obama, but now it's getting more outrageous. I have a report here. Homeland Security Department blamed for border fence project delays, budget problems. That's out of Fox News, and came out a few years ago that illegal aliens were building the shoddy fence that was for show. They'll put a few thousand troops strung out across the border who aren't allowed to, you know, aid the police or anybody when they're under attack. It's all for show. And many people pointed out, we have countless times, that if the 9/11 attacks were real, you would have seen the borders militarized and locked down overnight on September 12th. Believe me, the globalists know how to do it. They can secure borders in, you know, dozens of third world countries they control. Our military, our government is run by offshore corporations, and we're used as the muscle to build and enforce their world government. And when you read the MIAC reports and Homeland Security reports and all the new reports that have been leaked, you find out they're not spending any of their time dealing with, quote, Muslim extremists. And to the contrary, they are protecting them. They are funding them. They are financing them. I mean, you know, exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Anwar al-Awlaki, the guy that runs all the attacks. Fort Hood shooting, underwear bombing, Times Square attack, 9/11. I mean, they say he's the guy. And it comes out he's always in control of the lunatics they find to carry out these attacks. And because they are such low-grade morons, most of the attacks, you know, end up to be complete duds. The Fort Hood situation was not. And it's come out in mainstream news that for 2 years, they knew about Hassan, and he was talking to Awlaki, and the CIA and the Pentagon knew this, and he was saying, what should I do, Awlaki? And the full text of these emails has not been released because the CIA declared national security and denied it to Congress. How is the CIA denying that to Congress? How does the private Federal Reserve get up there in all these banking committee hearings for 2 years straight every month? And they say, where's this trillion? Where's this 500 billion? Where's this 800 billion? And they say, we're not going to tell you. I mean, there's the corruption right out in the open. Okay. And I see police and I've been to the events, the drills. We've seen it on the news countless times. The police all serious, learning how to run checkpoints, learning how to search homes, learning how to spy on citizens. And oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda is such a threat. And I've been in the airport before and here in Austin and seen a TSA worker at the lunch counter, sitting there reading a book that looked like something out of 1984 saying, you know, how someone becomes a terrorist. And ooh, everybody's going to... I mean, it's made up, ladies and gentlemen. It is manufactured so the globalists have an excuse to take over our society and laugh all the way to the bank. And how do they laugh all the way to the bank? How do they get that done? Well, all of the red light cameras, the face scanning cameras, the license plate reading cameras, all of these systems of control... The data mining, the private NSA contractors through Total Information Awareness Network, the hundreds of billions a year that is publicly spent on this of your tax money is all run by a handful, less than 10, defense contractors. I mean, they're not just getting trillions overall every year to take over 160-plus nations that U.S. military and contractors are in. They're paid to take over this country. It's very simple. People are like, well, why would they do this? Well, there's profit alone, but there's also the control. The big banks that sit at the top of the pyramid of this fraudulent kleptocracy have committed so many crimes. They have done so many things that are openly illegal with their looting that they need a police state in control. They need a system that is outside the Constitution in the name of national security so they can get away with it. Since 1947, with the National Security Act and the establishment of the Central Intelligence Agency, absolutely created out of Yale and Harvard and Skull and Bones, that's mainline news. Skull and Bones was founded by a trust that controlled the opium importation. I mean, this is mainline ABC News. And so the Opium Trust created the CIA. Of course they ship the drugs in. Of course they're in Afghanistan for the $500 billion a year in opium. Of course they have Marines on TV admitting they helped grow it now. They just put the evil in your face and say, we're growing opium to stop men in turbans from killing you. We're naked body scanning you and radiating you and saving it to keep you safe from men in turbans when they're financing the men in turbans. And you've got the CIA run by Wall Street doing whatever it wants. It's just, it's gangsters. And you've got the light side of the CIA and the FBI. You know, you've got the people that are the paper pushers and the people that investigate bank robberies at the FBI and the people at the CIA that create dossiers on different world leaders and infiltrate for information. And a lot of them are good people who really think they're fighting, you know, corruption worldwide and spreading truth, justice in the American way. But you're not. Stop living in denial. The average police officer is a good, hardworking person who wants to help people. Okay, when I was in college, I looked at a career in law enforcement briefly because I wanted to help people. Okay, and I like adrenaline, and I like the idea of going up against bad guys. And my dad said, I have a friend who's a federal marshal. Why don't you have lunch with him? And I went over to his office and had lunch with him. And he said, are you a criminal? And I said, absolutely not. I'm, you know, like Mr. Boy Scout. And he said, yeah, well, that's why if I would have done this over again, and this was a senior federal marshal. He said, I wouldn't have done this. And he said, if you are not basically a criminal, then this is not the job for you. So that was a big wake-up call at 20 years old. And I was looking at lots of different stuff. You know, I was going and talking to people about, you know, being a game warden or, you know, because I could be outside and do stuff. But then they're like, that's not really what we do. We spy on people. People don't like us. So I mean, if you're talking to a senior federal marshal who was about to retire and he tells you that if you're not a criminal, you don't want to be involved in this, why would he say that? What do you think a senior federal marshal knows? What do you think a senior federal marshal knows that he would tell a 20-year-old, somebody who looks like Mr. Apple Pie? I mean, when I was 20 years old, folks, I ran 6 miles almost every day, lift weights for 2 hours a day, 3 times a week. You know, I mean, I was in 2% body fat, perfect shape, well-spoken, nice, and he's got, you know, Leave It to Beaver sitting in front of him, and he says, you don't want to do this. Because he said, it isn't what it used to be. And I didn't understand exactly what he was talking about at the time, but that certainly scared me away from it. And when you realize how dirty this government is, when you realize how bad it is, when you realize it's only getting worse, it's a painful thing. But living in denial doesn't make those problems go away. Living in denial only allows it to all get worse. And so I see the different types of police officers, the hardworking former military types who are just out there following things by the book, and they stay low level and they're out there writing tickets when they're 55. But the people that know how to play the criminal game, the people who know just how evil the system is, and will go along with it, whether they join with it or just passively look the other way, they're going to go to the top. You know, I've been out in Los Angeles a lot, and I have been around former police detectives and current police detectives. I have had dinner with police detectives. I have had dinner with people involved with the Vikings, and that's not a football team in Minnesota. That's the police mafia of Los Angeles. And they're all just, of course the government did 9/11. We knew that day one, of course. I've got a, well, we call him a great uncle, but he's one of my dad's cousins, lives down by our farm, you know, known him since the day I was born. And he was an Army officer, and he was recruited by the CIA as an Army officer, and in his training, he was supposed to do unbelievably criminal things in Chicago and other cities, and he got out of it. I mean, everyone I know in my family, you name it, who has brushed up against this, it's the same report. Okay? And they don't care. Hey, great. You know, my family member, Army officer, he wouldn't do evil things. So they said, good, we don't want you. We're going to recruit somebody else. Think about how the system has had decades to go through with a sieve, like panning for gold. But the gold they're looking for are tyrants. And they've been panning through it. And most of the people are moral. They won't do things that are evil. They don't care. They find the ones that will. It's just like the confirmed reports of TSA agents are being called in and saying, will you run naked body scanners? Do you have health concerns? Yeah, I don't really want to run them, and I've heard you can get cancer. It was in the New York Times. Okay, pink slip. We're laying you off. They'll find people that'll drive mobile trucks around and look through your walls and be radiated themselves. They'll find people they can find people. You understand that? They built an army.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The point I was trying to make last segment is the corrupt corporations that have been running this country into the ground, the robber barons that really took over in 1913, they have been slowly building a giant underground army of criminals and compromised individuals. I mean, by the mid-1930s, they came to the most highly decorated Marine Corps officer or enlisted in history two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, Smedley Butler, who'd overthrown countless countries for them. They came to him and they said, we want you to help run a coup with 500,000 men we've got in police, the military. We've got the units ready. We're going to take over the U.S. and join with Hitler. And this came out in the McCormick-Dickstein committee hearings. Now, he played along with them long enough to blow the whistle, and that's what finally woke him up. Smedley Butler. What, Major General Smedley Butler. And they said, after you stage the coup, we're going to make you commandant of the Marine Corps, probably president down the road after that. How does dictator sound? Smedley Butler was taken all the way up on the mountain by the globalists, and he named them, the Rockefellers, you name it. He did radio broadcast on it. He did newsreels on it. They took him up to the mountain and they said, how would you like to be president? All you got to do is take over the U.S. Well, they've done it. They found the generals. They found the Homeland Security people. They built the system. The RAND Corporation and CFR designed it. And we are in a corporate dictatorship right now, and they want to start shutting down the internet and free speech. They want to try to intimidate the American people. They're counting on police and military and others to be ignorant. And when the system stages terror attacks and creates a financial atmosphere that causes riots, as you're seeing accelerate in Europe, they have trained you to see the people as your enemy in the name of protecting them and to basically march out against us. And it's not just the government and the corporations that are decadent. The general public is very decadent, is into evil, is into corruption. I mean, we all share the blame. If you want to know why this has happened, look in the mirror. Evil's always been there. It's always trying to get control. But when you give in to it, your country goes down a rat hole. Your country gets flushed down the toilet. And if they can cheat people on mortgages and take veterans, death benefits, and all the rest of the things they're doing, can you imagine what's coming down the road? None of us have seen anything yet. And at the end of the day, you know, I don't feel up to the task of fighting these people, but I don't have a choice. I mean, it's either submit to them or stand up against them. You think it's fun to stand up against these people? You think it's fun to have all their major think tanks attacking us 24/7 and all their paid provocateurs on the web? You think it's fun for Rand Paul to have the Republicans and the Democrats coming out against him and Bill Clinton dispatched there to now claim that some group he might have been associated with wrote a newsletter making jokes about black people, just totally made up, or that he's kidnapping women? You think that's fun to have people lying about you? But it doesn't matter if it's fun. It's our duty to do this. And I just want to say to everybody who's a bureaucrat or a banker or a cop or anybody, I mean, you better really have a gut check and look in the mirror or turn the lights off this, you know, this afternoon, sit there quietly in your living room and meditate for a few hours. And by meditate, I don't mean like some Buddhist. I mean, think, cogitate, really ask yourself, get conscious and think, is this a free country? Are we going in the right direction? And of course, a lot of you will say, oh no, we're not going the right direction. It's Obama. Obama? Obama is meant to take the blame for this leg of the agenda. And then the Republican that comes after him will take the blame for the next leg, the next step. I mean, it's so, of course Obama's horrible. I hate him. I hate George Bush, but they are still just high-level minions. It's the system. It's Goldman Sachs. It's J.P. Morgan Chase. It's Bank of America. It's the shareholders of those companies. It's Rockefeller. It's the Queen of England. It's the Rothschilds. It's a handful of families. In Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group's own words, it's 6,000 superclass. There's only 6,000 super minions that have a limited access to the full spectrum of information. I have made it my life's duty to study this system, to research it, and to understand it through a historical lens and to read the public white papers by these people of the plan they have for this planet. And let me tell you, their plan is one-child policies, forced abortions. Their plan is neo-feudalism. They call it austerity. And you watch our films like Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, you know, from a year and a half ago, 8 months ago. It's like prophecy. It's everything that's now unfolding. But it's not prophecy. This stuff's out in the open. You've just got to make the decision to recognize what it is and then speak out against it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calvin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, the head of Able Danger, is going to be joining us for a full hour. We're going to have Tarpley on for about 15 minutes. Webster Griffin Tarpley, a expert on Al-Qaeda leader, dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11, Fox News exclusive. And, of course, Tarpley's been talking about Anwar al-Awlaki forever being one of the master dupe handlers. This is big news, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be talking about that with Webster here in a moment. I first wanted to play just a few minutes of this clip. It's followed up by everything that the engineer running for Senate in Kentucky covers. And the video is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Aaron Dykes wrote a big article about it last night. West Virginia Senate candidate questions foreknowledge of WTC collapse in live TV debate. Jeff Becker, running for the Senate in West Virginia in the Constitution Party. And this was on C-SPAN. But the issue here is the courage of this individual and the fact that if you run for office, governor, state senate, U.S. Senate, whatever, you get into to the debates, the town halls, the local TV, the national TV. And if you watch C-SPAN these days, every time I do, And I get sent the clips constantly from YouTube. People upload it. They'll take 15 calls in a row saying 9/11's an inside job. Every time they've got the former head of Homeland Security or Israeli intelligence. I mean, anybody goes on these shows, they get bombarded. That's freaking the system out. And they just, independent line, 9/11's an inside job. Republican line, 9/11's an inside job. Democrat line, 9/11's an inside job. And they're articulate. They're informed. The system's got a problem. So they come out and announce 9/11 truth is dead. We've discredited it. Like it's a, like everybody knows the moon is made of cheese. And weak-minded people, you know, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. These aren't the droids we're looking for. Move along. Move along. It's like a Jedi mind trick, but it only works on the weak-minded. And so I just wanted to play this clip before we go to Tarpley, because we're dealing with 9/11 and stage terror with him here briefly. Here's a few minutes from C-SPAN where they bring up, what do we do about defense, fighting the Muslims? And he goes, well, this whole thing's fake. And he goes over it. Here it is.
I think we need to first take a look at what happened on September 11th. There were actually three buildings that collapsed on September 11th. World Trade Center 7 was two blocks away from the Twin Towers. I think this is important to consider because it was not rained on by any debris. It was just a 40-story building. And at 5 p.m. on 9/11, Jane Stanley, the reporter for the BBC, was standing right in front, and was standing at ground zero and reported that Building 7 collapsed, when in fact you could still see it over her shoulder. And then 20 minutes later, it did collapse. This is foreknowledge, and it needs to be investigated. Additionally, Larry Silverstein, the owner of World Trade Center 7 complex, before 9/11 had taken out a multi-billion-dollar insurance policy to protect his property against a terrorist attack. And then in 2002, on a PBS station interview, he said that he gave the order to pull it. Pull it is a controlled demolition term. More evidence of foreknowledge. These are facts. You can watch the interview. You can look. You can get the BBC footage. How did the British know 20 minutes ahead of time that this was going to happen? This needs to be investigated. There is a preponderance of anomalies surrounding the events on 9/11. Architects and engineers, over 1,000 degreed and licensed architects and engineers have looked at the information, and there's so much information that needs to be, that doesn't make sense with the official story. The only way for the official story to make sense is if the laws of physics had changed on that day. And I'm an engineer, and I can tell you that they did not change.
Mr. Becker?
Okay, then it cuts to all the videos from mainstream news of exactly what he talked about. That's an important article because more people can then imitate what he's doing, and they can't stop us. Even though they try to shut the web down, people run for office. You're going to be on television. You're going to be able to talk about it being an inside job. And remember, 9/11's been used to launch all these wars, to take your liberties, to set up this control grid. Now, recapping this, we're going to talk about with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer coming up. I got a sneaking suspicion that Fox was leaked this information. I wonder where it came from. Exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Anwar al-Awlaki, trouble with his name, Anwar al-Awlaki may be the first American on the CIA's kill or capture list, but he was also a lunch guest of a military brass at the Pentagon, including the Secretary of the Army. Now, he had already been in the media. They'd said that he was behind 9/11, but there he is at the Pentagon. And this is the guy they say is behind the Fort Hood shooter. This is the guy behind the dud bomb in Times Square. This is the guy behind the underwear bomber. And in every case, the underwear bomber, the government got him on the plane on record without a visa or passport. Our government. The State Department admits that. I mean, this is crazy. And it's like George Bush Sr. meeting on the morning of 9/11 in a Carlyle Group function, London Guardian AP, with the head of the Bin Laden family at his table. It's now they say Bandar Bush is running the Al-Qaeda attacks. Bandar Bush, the guy on, you know, C-SPAN, the ambassador from Saudi Arabia, the guy on Larry King Live two days after 9/11. I mean, it's insane. It's just they're right out in the open that they're doing this, and they stage pure terror attacks like 9/11. Then they have other events where they have handlers that go out and find mental deficiencies. They always have low IQs. They're on welfare. They look drugged like the underwear bomber. We've only got him for this segment and part of the next. because he's got a tape for, with Genesis, his own Saturday show that's taped every week, World Crisis Radio. Webster Griffin Tarpley, doctor of history. He's also an economist and author. No stranger to this radio show. Webster, good to have you here. We have the headline, Al-Qaeda mastermind invited to the Pentagon after 9/11. And we have our other headline, Al-Qaeda is a front group for the U.S. military-industrial complex. I mean, this is so out in the open, Webster. Tell us about Alaki.
Well, if you look at my website, topley.net, my nickname for this guy is Alaki the CIA Lackey. I think that makes it easy to remember. So he's Anwar Alaki, and he's a provocateur working for U.S. intelligence, and he's part of this gaggle of murderous thugs, but of course also provocateurs. In other words, people who are used for political purposes. And typically what Alaki, his past, if I can just reconstruct it off the top of my head, he was in a mosque in Northern Virginia, where I think a couple of the 9/11 alleged hijackers, the patsies for that, were attending. And then he was over here in Maryland, and there he got connected to, I guess that must have been Major Hassan. And later on, then, he's connected to the underwear bomber. Now, connected. Connected simply means that if you have a patsy that has reached the point of ripeness and maturity to do something, and you want to deploy the patsy as a kamikaze in some way, you want to be able to say, if you're the U.S. intelligence community, that this was Al-Qaeda doing it. So the way you do this is to have them exchange emails with Alaki the CIA lackey, and then you can say, aha, again, we told you so, it's Al-Qaeda, they do exist, and they do act. Now, as far as I know, Alaki is in Yemen, and he's in Yemen because it was a commitment, you could see it about a year to 2 years ago. The U.S. wanted to build up branch offices of Al-Qaeda, and they needed to make this credible, right? There's Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb because they want to attack Algeria and Tunisia and maybe Morocco and places like this. But they also wanted to have Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, in Yemen. And the reason to have it in Yemen is that Yemen, of course, is strategic because it happens to control the exit from the Red Sea. In other words, most of the traffic that comes out of the Suez Canal has got to go down the Red Sea and then out into the Indian Ocean by Yemen. But the other advantage of Yemen is it gives you a chance to run destabilization operations into Saudi Arabia, which is something you have to do from the point of view of these people at certain times. So if you have Al-Laki in Yemen, you can argue, aha, there's Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. And the other thing is, in order to make sure that they had some members, this was the case where they let some people out of Guantanamo, the people who had been rotting away in Guantanamo, and they said, all right, fine, we're going to let you out. You go to Yemen. And then, you know, with a wink and a nod, they said, of course, you've got to swear not to become a terrorist again. And, of course, they said, yes, we'll do that. And then, of course, once they get over there, they disappear and they join Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. All of this is completely planned. In other words, this is a bloody theater. It's a farce. It's a dog and pony show. It's designed to dupe people. And the idea that Al-Laki is there, I mean, it reminds you of these things like, you know, bin Laden treated in a U.S. military hospital in somewhere in the Gulf, right, around the time of 9/11. It simply shows the intimate links between the intelligence and the military intelligence people and this stable of patsies and provocateurs, double agents, who these are the winning ones, right? Al-Laki, I'm sure, knows what he's doing, but then the people that he's working with are psychotics, fanatics, mental deficients, drug addicts, and so forth, sort of human pawns that they're quite expendable and can be used. And the idea that, you know, they would kill, the big brouhaha, of course, is that Obama says that he's got the ability to kill Al-Laki, the CIA lackey, whenever he wants. Well, this is also not unheard of, right? If Al-Laki overlives his usefulness, then he can be liquidated in some spectacular way.
And Webster, to quantify this, it's very elementary. And for, you know, adults out there that don't understand what problem, reaction, solution is, you've got a $2 trillion plus overall defense budget every year. enriching all these groups. And if they want to invade oil-rich, opium-rich areas or key strategic zones, they're going to need to have an enemy. And so they stage a terror attack. And then in the next 9 years, they go and run these Muslim Brotherhood-type brigades that are handled by these criminal types to stage events, to stir up mentally ill people, to carry out events, always as a pretext to invade the next sector or to project force into the next sector. And so we see Alaki handling everybody. They need to put in the naked body scanners they'd already ordered that were being delivered in December and January. Boom, they get a mental patient, literally, who was couldn't even talk and was drooling, according to witnesses. He can't get on the plane. Sharp-dressed man has such authority, he orders him on the plane with no ID of any type. That's the underwear bomber. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. It's been admitted that the emails to Alaki from Hassan at Fort Hood, and they won't give the full emails to Congress. And they knew for 2 years he was planning, and he was asking Alaki, what do I do, your lordship? I'm preparing to attack. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And who knows if Hassan even did anything, because they're erasing cell phone tapes, videos, and other things that witnesses shot. But, I mean, it's just so transparent. Comment on that, and then briefly, why do you think this document got leaked? And its authenticity has been confirmed to Fox News, because, I mean, I think I know the answer. The spin here is, oh, good people in the Pentagon were concerned. This was just an accident. But give us your take on that, Webster.
Well, certainly with Hassan, you'll remember that the original reports, and I think I wrote this up at the time, the original reports on Hassan were that there were other shooters. There were one, two other shooters. So,
and there was a security drill going on, so it's always the same.
The other thing, of course, it's good that you mentioned the Muslim Brotherhood, because the neocons like to throw this around. The Muslim Brotherhood was created by British intelligence in Egypt in the 1920s because they wanted to counteract Egyptian modernizing nationalism, people who wanted to have a modern nation state, and the British wanted to have a counter gang that they could.
Well, that's like Iraq. I mean, they kicked Saddam out. That was an older policy of modernization, and the women now are wearing the burqas.
Yes, and it's a continuity. The Muslim Brotherhood really came into its own under President Nasser of Egypt, who was the classical figure of progressive, modernizing Arab nationalism with a good chance to build a powerful country. And, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood was mobilized to try to sabotage that, and Nasser put a lot of them in jail. He treated them very brutally, needless to say. So a lot of these groups are the second and third generation of the original Muslim Brotherhood. But again, this is not an authentic, spontaneous creation of the culture and history of the Middle East. It's an implant by British intelligence now with the U.S. Playing a big role.
Well, take a SWAT on 7/7, BBC headline. In fact, pull it up. A SWAT mastermind of 7/7, MI6. And they protected him even after. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. The other one is, I think, that we haven't paid enough attention to the fact that the Deputy Secretary of State of the United States, Kennedy, at the beginning of this year, right after the underwear bomber on Christmas Day, he's the Undersecretary of State for Consular Affairs, meaning visas. So he was on the hot seat. Why did you give him a visa? Why did you let Abdul Muttalib, the underwear bomber, why did you let him have an entry visa to the United States, without which he never could have gotten on the plane? And he said, well, we wanted to take it away from him, but we did an interagency review, and there was an agency that came forward, which he didn't name, saying, no, you've got to let him keep his visa because we've got eyes on him. We're following him. He's a little fish. He'll lead us to the big fish. And, of course, the reality was that's the perfect cover to let him do whatever he did or didn't do, which we still don't know. But the idea is it's a collusion and deception in which these expendable patsies, but again, then you've got the patsy supervisors, the patsy minders. You could probably think of Awlaki, the CIA lackey, as a patsy supervisor and patsy minder. And every now and then, for whatever reason, these things are exposed. Sometimes it's bureaucratic rivalries. Sometimes it's simply coincidence, right? There are coincidences in the world, and sometimes for various reasons these things come out from people that with other motives. But the bottom line, of course, is that these events are staged. They're part of the management of world affairs by ultimately the banking elite. In other words, all this stuff leads back through various mediations back to Wall Street. Because if you look again at Yemen, it's not just that you can have dictatorship at home, but you can also attack countries. In other words, if I have Al-Laki, the CIA lackey, and I've built up an aura around him, right, a cover story, a legend that he's really an authentic terrorist firebrand and he blows up buildings and things like this, if I send him into a country and he surfaces in the country, say Yemen, I'm now free to bomb Yemen, and that's what they've been doing, right? But the U.S. has bombed Yemen a number of times, allegedly with the idea that they were going after Al-Laki, the CIA lackey.
All right, stay there. Let's briefly come back and sum up where you see this going and how dumb do they think we are. It's now hidden in plain view. Oh, when he's not having dinner with the Secretary of the Army, he's running underwear bombs. I mean, it's just so transparent, ladies and gentlemen. This is after they said he masterminded 9/11. He's at the Pentagon. I mean, come on.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer's coming up in the next segment. Webster, you got to go here in just a few minutes, but other key points. Again, why do you think this got leaked? Do you think it was somebody, really a good guy inside, or what would be the reason for them to leak this info that the who they say the number one guy in Al-Qaeda in the world, he's hanging out with the Secretary of the Army?
I don't really know. It's difficult to speculate. Sometimes You have to wait for a few weeks to go by to figure out what the context was. It could be that there's a faction fight inside the Pentagon. It could be that the faction fight involves what the next step will be, right? There may be one group that's more adventurous that wants to have a false flag, maybe vis-a-vis Iran, and there may be another group that says that's not a good idea, and they proceed in this way.
Or it could just be good guys inside that know that Al-Qaeda is synthetic and that they're tired of it.
Well, good guys, I wouldn't say good, but the lesser evils, let's say. There may be lesser evils inside who realize that some kind of a war with Iran, say, if that's what it is, would be a catastrophic adventure worse than Iraq, most likely leading to a world war within a number of years. So there were those considerations, too.
You mean like Fox Fallon 3 years ago refusing to the head of CENTCOM to launch the attack on Iran?
Yes, somebody who says this is not for choir boy motives, but simply because even from an imperialist point of view, they might say if you attack Iran, then your Anglo-American imperialism will collapse faster than it would otherwise if you didn't, right? Or you might want to wait for some other option to emerge, right? I don't think it makes much sense to speculate, right? If you have an inside source report, that's good, but right now I don't have one about this, so. Rather, I would suggest we look at what people can do. And since I have you on the phone here in the last minutes, let me just recommend there is this birth certificate march on the U.S. Capitol tomorrow, right? That's Saturday, and it starts at noon on the west front of the Capitol, right? This is Phil Berg's march. He's the lawyer from Philadelphia.
Yeah, we've had him on.
You've had him on. He went to the Supreme Court in August of 2008 to try to get Obama to reveal his birth certificate, his place of birth, and all these elementary constitutional things. And this is a broad umbrella, right? There are all kinds of reasons not to like Obama, right? If you're anti-war, if you're anti-Federal Reserve, if you're anti-Wall Street, if you're anti-dictatorship, and so forth, right? The key to all that is Obama. And I personally look at it this way. If he can't produce his birth certificate, which he can't do, because otherwise he would have done it, not only has he not done it, but he's fought against people who have tried to go into the records and pull out whatever there is there. Who knows what it is? We still don't know. If he could do this, he would have done it, because it hurts him. But in reality, he hasn't done it. So I take it this means that he's blackmailable. And this, for me, is the key. If he can't produce the birth certificate, it means that anybody who knows this fact, meaning a whole series of intelligence agencies, foreign, domestic, Wall Street, Saudi Arabia, you name it, right? Any country you want to name on the list, it means that he can't be president of the United States. He's the puppet of whoever is blackmailing him with this information. I don't know that that's the case, but that's the obvious prima facie danger, and that's intolerable. So if he can't produce the birth certificate, he really has to leave office as president, because he can't be president if he can't prove that he's qualified.
Webster, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, tomorrow at noon at the Capitol. Hope to see people there.
Absolutely. Eastern time, folks. We're going to come back. We're going to go ahead and try to get Schaefer on the line right now and get into cybersecurity, the wars, Abel Danger, the suppression of his book, and a lot more. That is all coming up in our weekly visit with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster on the economy. Don't forget, we stream the entire show for free on audio at Infowars.com. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can see the entire three-hour show and the Sunday two-hour broadcast in live living color with the document cam, the video clips, all of it, by being a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. And your support makes this transmission possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
we turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us for the full hour, we're very thankful for that, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, OperationDarkHeart.com. Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer is a highly experienced intelligence officer and recipient of the Bronze Star, 25 years of field experience. Tony has commanded and directed several key operations, intelligence organizations. These include Special Mission Task Force Stratus Ivy that conducted direct support of DOD, Compartmentalized Activities, OSD, SOCOM, the Army. It goes on if I go through his entire bio here. Operation Darkheart Story, the New York Times bestseller. They suppressed a lot of it. They bought up some of the first books and then blacked out a lot of it. So they've really been trying to keep him from telling the population of this country and the world what he told Congress and what was suppressed during the 9/11 commission as well. And he joins us to talk about all of this today. Colonel, good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you for having me again, Alex. Good to be on with you.
There is so much to talk about today, and we're going to break in a moment. This is a short segment. But okay. Out of the gates, just recap what happened with your book and what your book does deal with that certain elements of the Pentagon don't want people to see.
Well, it's ironic, Alex, when you think about it. We talked about this on your show. As a matter of fact, we had a detailed discussion about the fact that the Army had just completed reviewing and clearing it the first time you and I talked. So it's interesting that according to the Defense Intelligence Agency, they didn't have a clue. They had no clue that the book was coming until, like, midsummer. I mean, it's beyond the pale of belief. And plus, in addition to mentioning it on your show, I mentioned it on national TV, the O'Reilly Show, Larry King. And in the end, they decided, DOD, with Defense Intelligence Agency leading the charge, literally decided to intercede on the publication of my book the day before the book was going to be distributed nationally. So you got to wonder, why on earth would you wait to the very last minute? And it's very clear, just to summarize before we get into the details, they meant to disrupt the release of the book for any number of reasons. And obviously, despite the fact that it was cleared by the Army, there were apparently a number of things in the book that DOD, and again, the Defense Intelligence Agency is different than the Army, if your listeners do understand it. They are distinctively different organizations within the Department of Defense, and often they have different objectives and views. And for whatever reason, the DIA has, and I think you and I know why, DIA has some pretty bad feelings about me and my disclosures back in 2003, initially to Philip Villikow at Bagram regarding Able Danger, and then, of course, my testimony, which got me fired in 2005 and 2006. So it's really those issues, I believe, at the core of why they did this, you know, literally the 11th hour, and you know, interdiction of the book, trying to cause maximum disruption and havoc, essentially to send a message to others to say, you know, you probably don't want to, you know, break ranks because we're just going to make your life miserable any chance we get.
And, of course, we've heard about these new DOD rules that officers can't talk to any media about any subject without authorization. Have they been trying to use that on you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I did seek and I did obtain guidance before the current publicity tour I'm doing right now. And so essentially the guidance I've been given is that I can talk about the book, which has been cleared, but I have to be careful. I can't talk about certain elements of the Army, I'm an Army reservist, so there's certain things I can't talk about within the context of that. And obviously that I've been reminded of my security oath, which, you know, I'm not sure if you're aware, but my security clearance was restored as part of the review of the book. So obviously they try to use that to prohibit me from talking about the information they took out of the book. And that's, and by the way, Alex, that's going to be subject of a First Amendment suit against DOD here in the very near future.
Well, let's talk about that suit, what you can talk about that's in the book, and if you can give us any hints in the parameters of the law about what was excised from the book, and we'll also get into some other key issues with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who is a number one bestseller out there right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There can be no doubt, mega corporations have basically taken over this country and almost every other nation. They are destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We are broadcasting in occupied territory. We want our republic, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution back. OperationDarkHeart.com is the website. The book is the Operation Dark Heart story, now a New York Times bestseller. The Pentagon grabbed the book, destroyed the original copies, made a deal with the publisher to black out large parts of it. And Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer is one of the chief officers over Stratus Ivy, or the head of that, and also involved deeply in Abel Danger. And what is in the book is what he told Congress. And so much came out as the book neared its publication, backing up everything he'd talked about, that I think that's one of the biggest reasons they've tried to suppress your book. Am I wrong in saying that, Colonel?
No, I think you're right. I think there's three things in popular media right now that you can refer to and very easily pick it up. As a matter of fact, a fellow author at my publisher is General Hugh Shelton. His book is just out. And he actually talks about the existence and success of Able Danger in on page 280, 283. So right there is a clue. The next big clue that people have talked about in a little bit is the book called Horse Soldiers, where General Jeffrey Lambert talks about the fact that not only did we discover Muhammad Atta as part of Able Danger that he was briefed on, he admits this, he was the guy who prohibited me from moving the FBI, the information to the FBI relating to the 9/11 terrorists. And then most damning, I think, was a Fox News thing, which was done recently, I think within the last 2 weeks, relating to the fact that they got a hold of the DOD Inspector General report, God bless him for getting a copy that was unredacted, which means they could go out and talk to the actual individuals. The DOD IG had tried to hide the individuals by basically coding everybody, which made it, you know, kind of a gobbledygook, and you really couldn't make heads nor tails of who said what. And I think they did it for a reason. They used the Privacy Act as an excuse, but I think clearly their intention was something different. Well, anyway, they got a copy of the unredacted report with the names. And of course, the first thing any good investigative organization is going to do is go back and check. And that's what they did. They went back and re-interviewed folks and showed these folks their testimony. The interview results, basically the summary of what was attributed to them. And I think everybody they talked to said, that's not what I said. That's not remotely what I said. And oh, by the way, they left out key information to include the fact that in one instance, one of the witnesses talked about the fact that she was the one who discovered the Muhammad Atta photo. So it's kind of like, you know, those are kind of big facts. And why would you leave those out if not for the fact that you had a narrative you wanted to say that what, you know, that any facts, the counter to that narrative would be deleted. So yeah, I think your listeners can go check for themselves. A lot of this is coming out now. And I think one of the grand ironies in all this, Alex, is DOD, right before that story on the DOD IG report came out, the DOD spokesman said they stand by the report. So you got to ask yourself, what's going on if they still stand by a report, which has clearly been proven to be less than accurate. And why would they be standing by an inaccurate report if not for some reason?
Well, Colonel, in a nutshell for new listeners, they've heard about Able Danger, they've heard about Colonel Schaefer, but they heard about your book being suppressed, but they're, you know, what's the bottom line of the story? And correct me if I'm wrong, it's that elements of the Army, headed up by you and others, knew the attacks were coming, knew who the people were, wanted to take them out, and you were blocked from doing that. And some of that came out at the time. You know, Army's angry. Colonels are angry. You know, they had bin Laden and Atta in their sights. They were told to stand down. And then the media spun it. Well, it was a turf battle. The CIA and private contractors, you know, weren't sharing information, or they wanted to be able to, you know, be the ones that gave the green light, kind of like it's branches of the regular armed services fighting with each other. But I mean, in a nutshell, boil down what Able Danger was doing, as much as you can say, and what the book gets into on that subject.
Able Danger was essentially a pre 9/11 designed in the 99 time frame to be an offensive, and this is very critical for your listeners to understand. This was an offensive capability. So often in the Department of Defense, we defend things. This was something meant to be something we could go out and take proactive action, and that's the key here, to go after global terrorism, and the primary focus was Al-Qaeda. That's very clear what the objective was. Within the context of that, then, we started doing, and I can't get into the specific operational objectives, but I can say that the data mining thing is but one aspect of it. And the data mining thing, while crucial and has become the public face of it, there is a lot more to it than that that still cannot be talked about for any number of reasons. But they do relate to the fact that the idea was to go after these guys offensively. And within the ramp up, any good operation, you have a period of time you're trying to do planning, you're trying to put things together. The ramp up portion included the data mining effort, which was to map Al-Qaeda. And Alex, there was some turf battles, and this is one of those things that recently Michael Scheuer and I were on a show together, and I think he and I publicly disagree about specific operational issues, because I think there was competition. But the one thing I think he and I both agreed on is that the aftermath of whatever you want to call happened, there was no intention of taking information from him or me to try to put the pieces back together. With that said, let me continue on the Able Danger issue. Able Danger then was created. We put essentially a blue ribbon team together. General Peter Schoomaker, Commander of Special Operations Command, was the protector of it. And the idea was to be prepared on call to go after Al-Qaeda and not to interfere with what Alex Station, and there's been a great deal of discussion, public discussion about Alex Station, Alex Base, and what they did to target bin Laden for covert action. We were not going after bin Laden. We were going after the infrastructure, looking at elements of that infrastructure for purposes of understanding it primarily, and then at some appropriate time using a variety of techniques and procedures to do something to degrade it, to make it less effective than it might be. And that's where the mystery deepens, by the fact that we had continued to work until essentially January of 2001, at which time everything stops. There was a briefing to General Hugh Shelton. This was made public. And then that's where the trail kind of ends.
So you were blocked, bottom line, from frustrating Al-Qaeda.
That's a great summary. Yes, that's essentially the bottom line of what happened. Yes.
Okay, let's get to the heart of this. I'm sure you know about Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator. She's broken her gag order in court. Headline: CIA in control of Al-Qaeda up until day of 9/11. She's listening to people inside our government talking to Al-Qaeda leadership, and you know, you see that and you think this woman has no reason to lie. Then we have this Fox News headline yesterday: exclusive Al-Qaeda leader dined at Pentagon just months after 9/11. Anwar, yes, al-Awlaki. He's the guy reportedly behind the Fort Hood nut. He's the guy behind the underwear dud. He's the guy behind the Times Square, we're told. He's always in contact. And then the CIA for 2 years knows that he's talking to this army officer, the psychiatrist.
Right.
And I mean, this is amazing. What do you say to that?
Well, this is where you and I may disagree. I don't know. I'm trying to keep my faith in the government as best I can. And I, from my own personal experience, I've seen huge incompetence. And I know that a lot of folks think there may be something more to that. I honestly don't know. I'll say this. The only way we're going to get to the bottom of anything relating to Anwar al-Awlaki, the relationship between he and the Department of Defense, and frankly, the FBI. The FBI at one point in time, if you check the record, Fox News is reporting on this, they actually canceled an arrest warrant for him. He was here illegally by the fact that there was a warrant out for his arrest because he fraudulently came to the United States as a foreign student and had his college paid for.
Well, it's the same thing with a SWAT, the supposed mastermind of 7/7, BBC headline, a SWAT, right, MI6 protected after attacks. I mean, here you've got somebody having dinner in a big meeting with the, right, Secretary of the Army, who's a, right, supposed college student who the news is already saying is involved in 9/11. But if I try to go get into the Pentagon, I'm not going to be able to meet with a sergeant. I mean, this is amazing.
And your point is well taken. On my Facebook page, I posted the very thing you're talking about regarding the dining, and people went wild over it. I mean, it's very clearly something people are concerned and should be concerned about. And this goes back to the original point of why you and I are talking here today. I think there's a narrative out there, no matter what is behind it, there is a narrative which people are dissuaded from pursuing. And that is the narrative of truth, trying to find out what exactly happened. There's this alternate history that's been put forward by the 9/11 Commission, which clearly states, and their bottom line is 9/11 was not preventable, and we just have to accept that fact. Well, I argue that fact to the point of being blue in the face. I think that is just flat out.
Well, they started with the preset statement that this was not preventable, and we're not going to look at how this happened. We're going to look at what we should do, and the answer is a police state.
Well, and to back you up on that a little bit here too, just look at what happened over the last 2 days, Alex, with Leon Panetta over at CIA, and tragically there was 7 CIA officers and 2 guards lost last year at Camp Chapman, and the answer there, and I'm just baffled by this, is Leon Panetta's comments as director of CIA well, mistakes were made, but we're not going to fire anybody. So, you know, you got to ask yourself, why would people like me get fired over, you know, trivial allegations which didn't stand up to any legal process, you know, that I'd actually lose my clearance and my job over, while others who, you know, literally allow tragedies to happen where loss of life are the prime outcome and nothing ever happens bad. I'm fascinated by the disparity of the standards within our own government.
Well, remember the record up until that time in 2001, the record FBI bonuses were given to the specific leadership that blocked all of the good FBI people who were on the hijackers nationwide.
Right. And I think that's a point well taken. And I'd like your listeners to understand that there are still good people in the government. It's just that they are often ridiculed, set aside, limited, put in places of limited scope because of the fact that people like me like stirring trouble up. And trouble to them is just getting your job done.
Well, Colonel Schaefer, I mean, look, yeah. I've got a lot of family who's been in the Army. And almost anyone I've talked to who's been in the Army in my family, the CIA tried to recruit them. And one of them was recruited and got out of it because he just says it was completely criminal stuff inside the U.S., drugs, you name it, in Chicago. And, you know, the CIA is constantly getting caught with airplanes crashing full of cocaine. I mean, my whole issue is we know the government's got a lot of good people in it on the light side. But you've got the dark side that basically operates as a mafia. And, you know, I mean, there needs to be an investigation of why one of the top al-Qaeda masterminds, the government tells us, Anwar al-Awlaki, is hanging out with the top brass 2 months after 9/11. I mean, that's a big deal.
And I think there needs to be an entire relook, at least in the defense side of the very issue. I mean, I support a lot of folks that you and I both have friends on Facebook. They have all called for a new investigation. I support that. But if nothing else, we've got to call into account for these actions you just mentioned. I mean, why on earth would you have done this? There's other things regarding al-Awlaki which are still very peculiar. I'll say that without getting into something too dramatic, as well as the 9/11 issues regarding Able Danger. I mean, it's one of those situations where, you know, it's very clear that I hit a sore spot again by merely putting, and your listeners, I hope they will go out and pick the book up at some point, Darkheart, by the fact that I go through in painful detail to give the reader a good understanding of what happened in that room when I mentioned Able Danger to Dr. Philip Zelikow. And Alex, I hope you understand, I went in there with as many facts that could be verified as possible so that he could leave that room and go back to the United States and pursue getting the document, getting the information necessary. And, of course, one of the big mysteries, and this was something I will talk about because I had to threaten the DOD editors when we went through my book again in early September, that they actually tried to pull a paragraph out where I talk about the fact Defense Intelligence Agency allowed my 9/11 Able Danger documents to go missing. And I had to threaten them. I said, look, I'm not standing, this is it. You know, you can pull a lot of crap out, but this is the deal. The moment you start pulling information out, which relates directly to my congressional testimony, you may do that, but you will lose by the fact that I will just stick a copy of my testimony in the back of the book and people will still see it. So you've got to wonder why, you know, we're talking about information which in some cases is over 10 years old. The disclosure was made in 2003. Why would they be interested in redacting information relating to that meeting if they're not concerned about it?
For those that don't know, and it's all in the book, Darkheart, tell us, I mean, what did Zelikow, I mean, what did you say to him about Able Danger that freaked him out?
Well, it was, we were all in this room. This is October 2003 in a combat zone. And Dr. Zelikow and three other of his staff were actually at Bagram doing kind of a whirlwind tour of the combat zone, trying to find people who had pre-9/11 intelligence that had not been previously provided to them. Essentially, I think it was a very wise move to go out and just kind of, you know, go out into the bush and see what you find from knocking some rocks over. With that said, I don't think they really wanted to find out what was under those rocks based on what happened. During this meeting, I had a full hour to brief him at the end of about a 40-minute briefing, where I did a point paper and laid out to him the full scope of a clandestine human intelligence operation relating to Able Danger, as well as the Able Danger project itself. And at the end of that hour, there was just stunned silence. And I talked about the fact that we discovered the 9/11 hijackers, at least four of them, who were in two of the three cells which conducted the successful 9/11 attacks. And most notably, at the end of the meeting, after everybody was getting ready to leave, Zelikow comes up to me, presents his card to me. and says, what you've said today is critically important. I need you to come see me when you return to the United States after your tour here in Afghanistan. So that was the result. Zelikow being just, I can honestly say I think there was a moment of being stunned by his entire staff and everybody in the room by the fact that talked about our finding Mohammed Atta and the other hijackers in our data mining effort to target Al Qaeda. And there was no doubt of his concern because he personally later admitted right before my hearings in 2006 that, yes, they did go back and check on Abel Danger. But according to them, the Pentagon only gave them two briefcase, container sized things, and there was nothing in them. And this is the peculiar thing, Alex. You know, they've already figured out now the Pentagon's lied to them about a number of things relating to the attack, the NORAD issues and some other things. But for some reason, Zelikow still backs the Pentagon on this one issue, saying, oh no, we're sure that the Pentagon is telling us the truth. So anyone who's been around Washington any length of time understands the moment someone does something like that, where, you know, they've been lied to multiple times, but this one thing they're telling the truth on, you know, they feel they're telling the truth on, that means there's something there. And I think your listeners are very intelligent and can figure out for themselves that there's some reason they don't want this to be talked about, and they're continuing this effort to suppress me and what I talk about as best they can. And I think in this case, with my book, it backfired on them.
Well, absolutely. And Colonel, I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but it's been in the news, but it hasn't gotten the attention it should. Six of the 10 commissioners of the 9/11 commission are on record saying the Pentagon has been involved, one of them used the term, in a criminal cover-up, and that we were lied to by the Pentagon and the White House. And then along comes a colonel who is not corrupt and backs up that information, and they're trying to suppress your book when a lot of what's in your book, I've now had a chance to read most of it, has already come out in pieces and been confirmed in other declassifications, other books that have been written. It's just that you put it all together and have a conclusion that they don't like.
I think it's absolutely correct. I think when you put the totality together, you start seeing a picture emerge. And this is one of the things, you know, the Army, God bless them, were very good about forcing me during the initial review. And let me be very clear here. There is a lot of information that was truly classified regarding things I did in Afghanistan that we cannot talk about because it is truly classified. With that said, the Army made me source everything. I actually hired a researcher who went through and found open sources of pretty much everything in the book. And my objective here, Alex, was not to reveal secrets, but to create a narrative, a true narrative, that showed factually what happened, what went wrong, and not only regarding the Abel Danger thing, but the larger war in Afghanistan, why things have gone so badly wrong there. And the last chapter, which you'll see in the book there, is The Path to Victory, where I actually sat down and worked on coming up with reasonable courses of action for the future to include. I went to Ireland, did some original research talking to folks in Northern Ireland regarding the Irish peace process.
And that's probably what they really don't like, is that you're now trying, in their view, to, quote, meddle in policy when all that's really happening is they're meddling and things are, you know, getting worse and worse over there.
Well, and I think that's the problem. You know, when you, and there's been some huge mistakes here, Alex. Let me just say a couple of things for your listeners, which are obvious, but I think people, the press in particular, has not done a good job picking up on. We announced the surge, and then we announced the five provinces we were putting people into. And I've always talked about, this is akin to, would you have told the British to tell the Germans, hey, by the way, we're only going to hit four beaches on D-Day, and these are the beaches, so just be prepared for us to hit on June 6th. We didn't do that. And then the other thing, when you start looking at the actual effects of what we're doing, this New York Times article from 2 days ago talked about us being able to basically just slicing up the Taliban, doing a great job of taking Kandahar back. Of course, it took us 6 months to do that. And Hamid Wali Karzai, the current governor of Kandahar and the Kandahar province, talks about by the way, the brother of President Karzai, president of Afghanistan, comments that, well, yeah, the Taliban have left, but we don't know where they went. Well, of course not. It's like trying to nail, you know, jello to the wall.
Well, by the way, his brother is the biggest opium dealer.
And that's, I think, been very well reported on by a number of credible sources, by the fact that, you know, that the reason that the drug problem is as prominent as it is not only because of the Taliban, but because of elements other than the Taliban possibly, you know, official elements being engaged in that very issue. And that's why you see, that's one of the reasons you see the slippage in Marcia. Marcia was supposed to be the textbook example of how we're going to secure the rest of the country. And you and I both know, Alex, that's essentially stood back into chaos now. So when you look at the actions of how we've done things, why we're doing them, you've really got to ask yourself, and this is why I wrote, it was one of the reasons I wrote the book, is for the American people to ask some really hard questions. What do we hope to accomplish when everybody, and to include President Obama, has talked about the fact that the real issues are not in Afghanistan, they are in Pakistan. And until we take those issues seriously, we will continue to essentially make no progress.
Let's talk about your plan. You've been there, you've been through it, you've tried to study the region. Your idea for, you know, ending this war in a on good terms versus where you see things going. And I want to get more into the book, Darkheart, and some of the things you can now talk about. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
All right, going right back to Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. Has the new best-selling book out right now, Operation Darkheart, operationdarkheart.com. We're also streaming the live radio show in living video color at prisonplanet.tv. And I've got a host of subjects I want to cover with him. But summing up your experience there and now watching what's happening in Afghanistan and Pakistan, where do you see the war going versus where you think it should go?
Well, I think the one critical issue, Alex, that we've continued to not fully understand and and deal with is the fact that the real insecurity of that region has to do with the Cold War between India and Pakistan. The Pakistanis are far more worried about the Indians and their nuclear program, and rightfully so, because anytime you have people on your border with nuclear weapons, you have reason to be concerned. With that said, Afghanistan's become essentially a smaller microcosm of proxy warfare, much like we did during the Cold War with the Soviets when we were facing off with them. Everybody else fell into one of two camps, them or us. And I think what you've seen here lately is the Indians, and for any number of reasons, attempting to gain some access to the Afghan region. They built a power plant. They've done other things commercially. And frankly, the Afghans have partnered with them on some things which have made the Pakistanis very uncomfortable. And so you've got things like the Haqqani Network, one of the prime elements of the Taliban. And for your listeners to understand, the Taliban is not a monolithic self-managed organization. It is a tapestry of sub-organizations, often of which have their own objectives relating to their own area of the country. We're talking about tribes which have been there for thousands of years, who will probably always be there in some form. So this is not a cohesive state. So the Taliban have been successfully, in some cases, co-opted by the Pakistani intelligence service, which I talk about in my book. The Haqqani Network, in particular, has become a proxy for the Pakistanis to go after the Indian interest in Afghanistan, to include launching attacks. So the reason I bring this up as a specific is to illustrate the larger issue, the fact that we've got to focus not only on the Afghan government, because frankly, I don't see why we are focused on the Afghan government. We have a number of other allies in the region who are not democracies, and I cite for you the Jordanians and the Saudis, who seem to be doing fairly well as a government, but are not in any shape or form a democracy. So why are we pushing so hard for a Jeffersonian-style democracy where, you're talking about people who think in terms of the 10th century? So I think we're trying to push a noodle up the hill with no even perception of a good outcome for us. I think we need to be focused on Pakistan and Pakistan's nuclear weapons. And in addition to the Cold War, Alex, what we need to be worried about is the fact that both the Taliban elements in Pakistan and Al-Qaeda have stated clearly, without any sort of clarification other than that they're intended to obtain and use nuclear weapons from the Pakistani arsenal against us. And if you look back on the 9/11 attacks, there were actually warnings available to us saying that they intended to do attacks on us, which have been widely talked about. So there's no reason to think that they won't do that now.
Well, I mean, here's my issue. Clearly, Pakistani intelligence has ran, the major elements are organized, the different tribes,
right,
with the U.S. In that 9-year war, or 10-year war with the Soviets, and then General Hamid Ghul, our media says, is this great hero back then. Now our media implies, that he's somehow this big leader, but he's come on this show to say, look, your drone attacks, all of this, it's just stirring people up. This is a destabilization operation.
I agree with my point.
So my issue is, I hear that there's all these Pakistani intelligence connections to the different Taliban groups, which of course are in their country. What do you expect? But I see more connections with our Pentagon, like Alaki, having dinner with the head of the army, than I do to Pakistani intelligence. So, are you saying Pakistani intelligence is running attacks against our troops, or what elements? And what do you think of General Hamid Ghul?
Let me answer that in two pieces. First, regarding the destabilization, I could not agree with Hamid Ghul more. I think we have destabilized Pakistan by our actions. I agree with him 110%. The basic fact is this: we don't understand the culture well. I talk about that in my book. I recommend it to your listeners to pick up. And clearly we don't understand the culture. And by our fumbling around in that region, we have helped destabilize the Pakistanis. We put them in a position where they have to basically split themselves regarding their own self-interest, which has resulted in the chaos you now see. With that said, I do believe there's elements of the ISI who have encouraged the Taliban to maintain an insurgency in Afghanistan, which resulted in the death of U.S. troops. I'm not saying that Amit Gul himself has been involved, but I think that their elements are. And I've had friends of mine in the media who have been there embedded with the Taliban and gone across the border into Afghanistan.
But the Taliban is Afghanistan, so what you're basically saying is, just like India is trying to influence, Pakistan's trying to influence, the United States is trying to influence.
Right, yes. And with that said, then, I think the best thing we can do is pull ourselves out. And I do agree about the drone strikes as well. I've gone, as a matter of fact, it's been ironic, I've gone on several networks, to include one where, I'm fundamentally a conservative thinker, and I had a liberal telling me that they thought the drone attacks was the best thing since sliced bread, which I just found fascinating coming out of a liberal. But with that said, no, I think the drone strikes are hugely destabilizing. And I've used this, I think, before, and you and I may have talked about this. How long would it last for us to be, lobbing missiles into the southwest border where, we got a drug cartel and say, Nogales coming across the border. And yeah, we fire off one of these drones, fire off a missile and kill, five drug guys. And we take out three families from Minot, North Dakota. How long would that last here? It wouldn't last very long. So why do we have a different standard of attack in Pakistan, where fundamentally, if you don't have a clear shot and you take out what they call collateral damage, you've then created additional generations of terrorists, because obviously this region of the world understands the idea very well of vengeance. That's one of the driving forces.
Well, exactly. You talked about 10th century. Imagine... I mean, it's not just if we had drones attacking northern Mexico, but right. Drones attacking areas in Texas, i.e. Pakistan, and just that fundamental primitive level of, it's like Skynet has exactly. Death birds in the air raining hellfire missiles, down on us. I mean, that is going to create people that are going to fight back because right. of vengeance, because of a debt to score, a blood debt, an eye for an eye, and then they're called terrorists, but... I mean, bottom line, if somebody killed your family, what would you do? Maybe that's the policy. Order out of chaos. They want to go in and get Pakistan's nukes. They want to destabilize Pakistan. They want to have a radical Muslim uprising as a pretext to go into Pakistan. And that's what General Hamid Gul and others have said on this show. They believe is the real endgame.
I that's one of those things where you and I may disagree, but the fact is the fact, and what you're stating essentially are the facts, as they're now kind of self identifying. Yeah, the fact is that we have, and I believe we can, one of the things my think tank has done is we actually, by just taking a step back and looking at the facts, do believe that by the U.S. inability, and again, you may attribute it to a deeper objective. I attribute it to basically incompetence and not understanding what the hell we're doing. The fact that we, by our very actions, have helped destabilize Pakistan and have resulted in the government being probably the least stable it's ever been in since it was inception in 1947. And it's not going to get any better by the fact that we continue to do the very bad acts to help destabilize.
And you've got this nationalistic, long, hundreds year old plus. Pakistan and India had, two wars last century alone, right. Big ones with each other, and they've got disputed areas in Kashmir. I mean, if I was India, I'd be wanting to bury the hatchet and work with Pakistan, but either side doesn't want that, and this could get... So what is your plan from the deep research you've done and being over there in the culture deep? What is your plan to extricate ourselves from the region?
Well, first thing I would do if I were the president, I would declare victory and leave Afghanistan tomorrow. And I would just say, we've done our job. We've not had a terrorist attack mounted from Afghanistan since we invaded. It's time to leave. And with that, and I would not completely leave the country. I think we would probably leave about 20,000 troops, mostly special operations guys there, to focus on just elements that we need to focus on to make sure that no other terrorist training camps are created, things like that. Basically, trying to fundamentally make sure that things don't happen as they did in the late 80s, early 90s, where we basically left the country for anyone to go in there and do what they wanted. And then work with the Pakistanis and the Indians to negotiate a peace process. One of the things I found very hopeful, and again, you may disagree with me on this, but General Petraeus said 2 weeks ago that we need to establish a Northern Ireland peace process for the region.
And you'd been saying that 6 months ago, so maybe they're listening to you.
Well, it's interesting. I hope maybe General Petraeus actually got one of the copies of the unredacted books before they shredded it at the Pentagon. But yes, he actually said that, and I think it's notable. And here's why: the Northern Ireland peace process, one which was very bloody, and this is one of the notable things. I'm not sure if your listeners fully understand. That was not a pleasant process. It took both sides at one point in time essentially self-eliminating the most extreme elements of their ranks. And it was one of those things where it was breaking a pathology. What we have now is a pathology. We have generation after generation kind of doing the same thing. And we need to find a way to give them alternative things to do. And, you know, these folks are going to be tribal. They've been tribal for thousands of years. There's no reason to believe that they're going to behave differently and come to a 21st century understanding of society.
And it's a lot cheaper to not have trillion-dollar wars, but yes, to actually build some schools and roads. And I mean, just give cash payments to every person in Afghanistan. I've seen the breakdown. It'd be a lot cheaper to do that than to continue this.
Right, exactly. And then look, I got to say, abandon the Karzai government. If it survives on its own, wonderful. If not, then so be it.
Because we're claiming we're giving them democracy, but it's the opposite. Everybody knows he's been stealing these elections.
Right. And that makes us look hugely stupid, Alex, in the eyes of the world. You know, where is our standards here for actually knowingly supporting a dictator?
So they want to be able to self-determine. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying, and I think that's the best course of action for us, to not determine for them what's best for them. I think that's arrogant and socially, you know, going to get us in trouble by the fact we are then trying to nation build, not do what's necessary to support our own
defense.
Well,
really, isn't it just the liberal control freaks just love to control countries?
Well, it's interesting because one of the things, don't get me wrong, I when I was there on the ground, and I talk about this in my book about the fact that when I was down in Kabul, what we would do, the little kids would come up and want to be our quote unquote bodyguards. And this was them kind of taking us around to shops, and they would get kickbacks from us and the shop owners. And I always made a point to pick a female bodyguard, which drove the elders crazy because, you know, well, that's really a little boy's work, not a woman's work. With that said, the liberals have made a cause of this where they're saying, well, you know, if we leave, the Afghan women will be, you know, victimized. You know, as much as that is tragic and I feel personally bad about it, it is not our job to determine every single society's what's good and what's bad for them. I mean, I know that sounds harsh, but, you know, the idea of securing a country just simply because we have a social requirement to do so, you know, we're not, we just don't have.
But you know that's a cover because the same, quote, liberals love robot drone attacks that blow up whole weddings.
Right, and that's right, and so we have imprecise use of force, which I think has caused more harm than good. So yeah, the bottom line, Alex, is we need to step away from what we're doing and step away from the Karzai government. Allow the tribes to exist and come together or not come together as they want. And this is a problem we face now too. One of the reasons the Taliban has been so effective, and this is again self-evident, but not something that readily is discernible from just looking at the news. When we came in there in 2002, 2003 and began work, the Taliban were hated because of their rigid form of Sharia law. Well, break, we got all this time goes by, and the very thing that's drawing them to the people of Afghanistan is this very, very rigid form of Sharia law because the central government cannot give them justice. One of the things the central government has completely failed to do is be fair. And as you pointed out, essentially it's become a dictatorship. It has no relevance to the Afghan people. So when faced with two alternatives, often they will choose the last bad one of the two. And in this case, they will go to the Taliban to resolve disputes because the government is even when they bribe the government, they can't get it
done.
Plus,
it makes the Taliban look like heroes when they're going up against the powerful U.S. Eagle.
Right, exactly. So you've got to consider the fact that, you know, when you look at the what's going on, what the real facts are and what we're accomplishing, you've got to, you know, I still question the policy. And then, you know, in the end, we're talking about withdrawing under a conditions-based relief where, where we're supposed to draw down. But I have yet to be able to find anyone who can tell me or find any specific instances on the Internet of what those conditions are going to be next July.
So if they don't go with your idea or other people's, to end this nightmare, briefly, Colonel, because we're running out of time and I could talk to you for 10 hours. You're so gracious to be with us. I mean, how do you see this ending or what direction do you see it going in if they don't inject sanity into the process?
Well, I think we're talking about the end of the, very similar to the Soviets. When we begin leaving next summer, the Taliban, as far as I can tell, has not stopped its momentum. And don't forget, everybody's there that we're going to send there now. So it'll probably end with, you know, instead of us driving across the Freedom Bridge, it'll be us, you know, convoying out to Karachi and letting things go back to the chaos they were before, because there's just no way we're going to be able to stabilize and maintain the Karzai government unless we're there holding their hand. And I just don't see that happening. Okay. Next 2 years.
I want to shift gears and get back into the book after the break in our final segment, books Dark Heart, Operation Dark Heart. And we'll give you the website, folks, but it's in bookstores everywhere. It's a bestseller. Briefly, have you seen the Fox News piece and AP pieces where they go and talk to Marine Corps colonels on video and that our military gives them fertilizer and helps them grow the opium? And I understand the argument, well, if we don't do this, you know, then they'll hate us even more. But, I mean, it production's off the charts, and our military controls most of those borders and the conduits to ship out. And you know how many times in Vietnam and right through the military's been caught and contractors have been caught, and that's coming out in federal depositions dealing with XE, formerly Blackwater, that, you know, the people running this system, they don't care because it's a black hole to pump money into. They get to launder the drug money. I mean, have you seen the news clips where Geraldo's up there and the Marine Corps colonel is admitting they're helping grow the opium?
I'm aware of those, and the thing is, when I was there in 03, I can cite for you specific experience I've had on this. We knew in 03 that the drug groups were essentially starting to resurge and put things together. And we purposely at that time, Alex, turned a blind eye to it. And the thinking was, the policy thinking was, if we don't allow them to do this, they'll have no income. And the ultimate result has been, obviously, for other elements of the Afghan government and the Taliban to benefit from this illicit drug trade. So, you know, there's really no new policy or no real effort to stem the tide of the drugs for any number of reasons. And I think it's one of those situations that no one in the government is going to admit to the fact that the, you know, if you look at what's going on, the facts don't meet with the policy. The policy is obviously we're trying to stop it. But the reality is, you know, I think we've done far more to give it lip service than actually take any action one way or another to actually try to stop it.
Well, wait, giving them fertilizer and helping guard it, I mean, that's not just taking no action. I mean, the production's off the charts.
And that's and again, you got to ask yourself, what are we trying to do there if we're allowing this to happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hidden in plain view. $500 billion opium, 92% of world production. It was down to like 10%, you know, with the hardcore nutty Taliban over there before. But we had to go into Afghanistan because the terrorists were over there. Now the opium production's off the charts. You don't think the CIA or the contractors would be doing something with that drug money?
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, we've only got him for this segment and the little five-minute segment at the start of the hour. Then we're getting into all the world news and economic news and Bill Clinton campaigning against Rand Paul in Kentucky. It's just incredible, the riots all over Europe, France ground to a halt. But I'm going to fire out a lot of quick questions now here at Colonel Schaefer with his new book out, Darkheart, Operation Darkheart. Colonel, first, I admire and respect your courage. I know you've been persecuted for telling the truth. And I appreciate you, you know, assessing what's in plain view and is self-evident about this failed war that we're now going into the 10th year of. Looking at this situation and looking at all the other things that are happening around the world, just recapping, where do you see this ending?
Well, the problem is, I think we've been so distracted with the Iraq and Middle East issues relating to the Iraq and that sort of thing. I don't think we're actually postured to look at the future very well. There's some global competitors we have to start thinking about, and the Chinese, I think, in particular, are someone who, you know, are going to be our friends as long as we continue to make our payments. We've got some huge debt with them, which, you know, if we can't make the payments, I think they become very mafia-like. And I think one of the things we've neglected to watch carefully, and this is something I actually studied back in the 90s, the Chinese as a country, as the government of China, have the desire to become essentially the superpower of the Pacific Rim. And we have two allies in particular, besides the Japanese in particular and the South Koreans. There's two other allies in that area, the Australians and New Zealand folks, the Kiwi, who are concerned about what's going to happen should the Chinese become much more dominant in that region. And I think that's one of the things we have to be...
Well, they've already, as you know, taken over most of the mining for rare earth minerals that are key to missiles, cell phones, and China has announced they are cutting back on rare earth minerals to the United States. And so that means we won't be able to make stuff here because they've been smart. They've gone out in Africa and Australia and Latin America and South Texas and the Rockies, wherever you can find these, and they've literally created a 94% global monopoly over this. They own most our debt. I mean, this Washington has completely destroyed this country's security.
And I think we've, because of our own negligence, have not been studying this as much as we should and trying to understand how to play this as a chess game, not as a checkers game. So I think that's where we have some real problems coming up over the next 10 to 15 years. And I think our kids, God bless them, will have to be dealing with this much more directly than we did. And I think it's sad that we're going to leave this legacy for them to deal with.
Well, the elites of this country made deals with the communist Chinese to accelerate and consolidate wealth, and now we're going to pay big time. What's your take on... just the state of the banking situation and the mortgage corruption, and just, I mean, it's like Washington is just filled with scum.
Right, and I think that's a problem. We have people who don't have a lot of vision or integrity, and I think that translates badly for the larger country. I think you're about to see some of that over the next few weeks in the elections coming up. I think there's going to be a backlash to a lot of the status quo. And Alex, this is one of those things that just as a microcosm, I think everybody has to have a certain level of integrity and self-correction inside of them. Anytime I ran an operation, I had a very simple test. I had the Ed Bradley test. on the Joe Sixpack test. I'm not saying that as a pejorative. I just want to explain it real quick. If I, whatever operation I was running, I would always think in my head, if Ed Bradley showed up at my doorstep, would I be able to answer his questions correctly and honestly and still look good on 60 Minutes? That was one of my, believe it or not, that was one of my things. And secondly, would Joe Sixpack, would some individual, male or female, doesn't matter, in, you know, the Midwest, approve of my use of his or her taxpayer dollars? And I think these are very, very simple, but I think, you know, good rules to go by. So if I couldn't honestly, you know, say that if my actions were related in some way to answering an affirmative one of those two questions, then I figured that I shouldn't be doing it.
Wow, that's a simple but succinct way of doing it. It makes a lot of sense. We're going to have five more minutes with you on the other side. I want to get a little bit more into the book and some of the other things you can now talk about. So just a few key points on that, some bullet points. And then I want to briefly ask you about cybersecurity and the Stuxnet worm. On the other side, we'll be back in 70 seconds with the third hour. Then Bob Chapman will be coming on InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, Israel has all but admitted that they launched the Stuxnet worm. Now Homeland Security says we've got to have the Pentagon basically take the web over and be able to shut it down to protect it because of Stuxnet. What's your take on this move to try to censor the web that the White House technologies are? That's Holdren. Regulations are, Cass Sunstein and others have called for. Are you concerned about all these different police state developments here?
Oh, absolutely. I think the Internet has functioned well by the fact that it has been left as minimally touched by the government as possible. I mean, I think some initial things, and this came out, as your listeners probably know, out of the DARPA project relating to sharing information years ago, and then, you know, kind of took on a life of its own. It is an organic organism, and like anything that is organic, it should be allowed to grow and transmute itself as necessary. Any government controller, what they're proposing here, this the idea of, like you said, we need to, you know, be able to shut it down to protect it, I think is but one more control thing that the government should not have. Anyone who studies the net at a given time, you can shut down parts of it as necessary. The idea of taking over the whole thing is just, it's a bit frightening. So there's no reason ever to think about taking over the whole thing because there are so many background services, there's communications going on constantly, and the telecommunications infrastructure of this country now depends on the Internet. There's nothing that happens today that is not somehow Internet related. So the moment the government determines that they want to shut down everything, They would create literally, Alex, huge chaos in this country by essentially just turning off the spigot.
And by creating the mechanism to be able to do it, that adds the problem of somebody taking it over and doing it, and it creates technicians and experts that know how to do it who could sell that knowledge.
Right, exactly. So I think we're much better off leaving it diffuse, leaving it as an organic kind of growing entity that, that a lot of people have access to, but no one organization owns. It reminds me a while back when the French wanted to actually make sure that the whole, that their whole internet was only done in the French language, which to me was loony. The whole idea here is free exchange of information, ideas, and commerce. So again, I don't think the government in any form should be the one trying to determine how, you know, to control it. I think there are elements within.
Sure.
Within the internet, the government has the right to control their own backbone. There's CipherNet, NipperNet. There's all these things which run, you know, as sub.
Yeah, and they lie and say that, you know, that stuff's open to these worms. Well, these worms have to be injected in internally.
Right.
Well, we're almost out of time, but clearly the system is corrupt by and large. It's scared of the people waking up, and that's why they're wanting to do this. OperationDarkHeart.com. Promise me that in the next few months you'll come back on to get more into Darkheart, because Colonel, I could talk to you all day. Such a great mind. But in the last minute and a half, anything else people should know about Operation Darkheart?
Well, the summary of the book, and I encourage them to pick it up, is it really does talk about the tipping point in Afghanistan. I think we had a pretty good idea of what we needed to do to basically just let things happen. And then things changed dramatically in 03. And I actually, in the book, there's a confrontation between General Barno, the then commander of forces, and of course I was a major at the time, so you know, obviously I was going to lose that battle, but I try to point out to him the insurgency's coming and we need to take action to prevent it or limit it. And his answer was, well, you know, I really don't care, is what he basically said, and we're going to do things my way. And that resulted in the course which we are currently on relating to nation building rather than trying to allow the Afghan people to determine their own future. And that's where I argue the tipping point came. It reads like a novel, so I think your listeners will enjoy it as well as be educated by it. So
OperationDarkHeart.com. We have links to it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Colonel, good luck, Godspeed, and I appreciate you having the courage to speak out.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there he goes. Amazing interview with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. Coming up, Bob Chapman on a host of issues. We're not going to just cover the economy. We're going to get into a bunch of other news I haven't even covered yet. And then I'm going to be getting on an airplane today. I'm flying out to California for KSCO, KSCO.com, two live events I'm doing Sunday and Monday. And the tickets are almost sold out. Get tickets at KSCO.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Going to Bob Chapman in a moment, but I wanted to talk about this radio broadcast briefly and the news websites, the films we make, everything we do. I think it's important for people to realize that it is a godsend that the internet and alternative media is still alive, free, and growing. And I don't want people to, including myself, to take it for granted that any time they could launch a giant cyber attack and use it to shut down the web for a while and then come in with draconian rules in the aftermath to curtail free speech. This is all being proposed by the White House. This is being proposed by the Pentagon. You just heard Colonel Anthony Schaefer agree with me. I mean, this is happening. If you're not aware of it, you know, we cover it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are constantly attacked by sophisticated denial of service attacks. We are constantly under attack. We don't talk about it 9 times out of 10. Last night, somebody went into the Genesis GCNlive.com servers, corrupted things, wrote over things. That's a problem we went through over the years, and we've gotten better and better at being able to stop it. So they just do zombie attacks, zombie computer attacks, where they go take over a bunch of machines, university machines in Tokyo, whatever, and attack us. The system is demonizing us at every level. Why? Because we're effective, and we're a platform for people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Max Kaiser and Gerald Celente and Bob Chapman and Anthony Schaefer and Ron Paul and Jesse Ventura and EPA whistleblowers. I mean, just think of the guest we have here in our attempt to demonstrate and document with true credibility what's happening. I mean, the government knows sodium fluoride attacks children's organs and lowers IQs. The government knows DU is deadly for troops. The government knows that they've allowed mortgage companies to engage in fraud for over a decade. You know, all of this is out in the open, but you got a bunch of people in fancy suits on CNN, Fox up there talking about their credibility all day. They have no credibility overall. NPR fires Juan Williams for doing a classic cliche statement that everyone says, oh, I get scared when I see a guy in full Muslim dress, but I shouldn't, because when a white guy, you know, carries out a terror attack, we don't blame all white people. Or, and they firing. And then there's all these discussions about, you know, credibility and how credible NPR is. NPR is a joke. NPR was founded by the Rockefeller Foundation. It then begs for money every month, year round. They're in their big pledge drive right now. And they raise tens of millions of dollars to sit there and feed you pro-war disinformation that they call liberal. And Juan Williams pointed out he's the only black person on air at NPR nationally. That's the diversity of NPR. Okay? Now, whatever you think of what Juan Williams says, I don't agree with much of what he says. The point is that it just illustrated to me that, oh, this is now hurting NPR's fundraising. Because this happened this week and the bad publicity. And somehow the media, the dominant media, which isn't so dominant anymore, they've tried to convince patriot groups, libertarians, conservatives, people that are anti-globalist, that it's bad for us to ask for money, that it's bad for us to build an operation, that it's bad for us to sell a book. Think about that mind game and how crazy that is. You've got tens of billions of federal money in behavior placements, what the government calls it. I call it propaganda placement, with storylines and TV shows, fictions, you know, dramas, sitcoms, cop shows, CSI, all of this. That's programmed. See, the mainstream media is a government outfit, by and large. NPR is totally a foundation outfit slash government. And so we could do so much more if people remember to support our sponsors, to buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts. It all gets the word out, but plus it supports the overall operation. If folks will give to the money bomb. You know, we've raised $420,000. Sounds like a lot. It's not. when you're trying to finish a studio, even with the cheapest gear out there that works, and trying to get the people in place, we could do so much more if we weren't spending all our time trying to raise money. People are like, well, you have sponsors on, and you do this, that, and you're pitching your videos. Yeah, like, you know, once a show. How are we supposed to do this? This is a real media operation. It takes a lot of money. And I don't have the Rockefellers funding us. I want to hit that $500,000 number. And I hope a lot of people out there, especially middle class folks, you know, the government comes and raises your taxes and takes your money and then uses it for propaganda against you. This is a vote with your dollars to say, hey, we're going to support the alternative media. And believe me, this show's having a global effect. The films, the broadcasts, the news websites. So if you want to donate, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Because we're going into this insane depression. We're going into all these wars. We're going into all these problems. We don't need to just survive, which is even a question of that, the way things are going at the current level we're at. We need to expand. Okay, I'm not going to sit here on my laurels, folks. This is life or death situation. And I want to thank all of you that have supported us. We couldn't do any of it without you. So remember the online video bookstore, InfoWars.com. Remember PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, thousands of pieces of media, a higher quality commercial-free podcast, 15 cents a day. That's how we pay for the bandwidth, PrisonPlanet.tv. And folks, I want to thank those that have stepped up to the plate. I want to ask others, you just spread the word about the radio show, the free podcast, the free iPhone app. I mean, I try to give everything away for free. And it's those core people that understand what life is like and what it's like to meet a payroll, who do purchase the books, the videos, that do make the donations, who do support the sponsors. You make it all possible. We couldn't do any of this without you. I mean, you know, 5 years ago, Genesis came this close to disappearing. It was so in the red. I mean, that's the type of situations that go on that we could tell you about years later. We couldn't do any of this without you. We couldn't have 400 plus affiliates. That's all the shows on Genesis without you. We're having a huge effect. I talk to guests all the time now. They say as they drive across the country, they hear me on the radio all the time. We're on a lot of stations now. We're really breaking through, but we're breaking through right at the point we're going into depression, right at the point that everybody goes, wow, these people know what they're talking about. Right at the point that that happens, the economy's falling apart, so it's a catch-22, and I understand that. But it's only going to get worse if we don't reverse this system. I want to get into the economy, a bunch of other news with Bob Chapman, who I appreciate holding, the internationalforecaster.com. But Bob, what's your take on what I just said? Or you always have a great way of crystallizing it, boiling it down concisely. But, I mean, what's your view on what I just said?
Well, first of all, listening to the colonel and yourself earlier, it just goes to show that the things that we thought were going on are going on. And we're in danger of losing the Internet at any given time. With that said, we have to get more powerful. And yes, we know there's a depression going on, and it's going to get worse. But we need you. We need people throughout the entire world to be able to understand what's going on. And Alex, you know that, but nobody knows it better than I, because we have subscribers from everywhere. And they say, we've got the same problems. We get the same kind of people behind the scenes running our country. And there's lots of countries that people tell me that they're having those problems. So we've got to do what we've got to do. And Alex and Genesis as well needs funds. And the generation of profits from Genesis goes into all these programs operating 24/7, reaching all over the world. And so doing business not only with Alex and the things he has for you, but also Genesis itself.
Well, I mean,
doing
Bob
with him in the coins and in the bullion. Go ahead.
No, I mean, Bob, think about in the spectrum of resistance, Genesis, Ron Paul, the group of guests we have on, the experts, represents the most powerful constellation of resistance against the globalists. We're it, folks. And think of the effects we've already had. Listeners, just spreading the word about the radio show, the films, the websites, just spreading the word about the information we're covering, the spectrum of powerful minds we bring together, just that is already having a giant effect. Realize the immediacy and the seriousness of the time frame we're in on getting the word out. That's the most important thing. People spreading the word. That's why we're having a bigger and bigger effect. That's why we're under attack. And as Bob said, we need to be flush with cash, not hurting for cash. We need to be powerful. We're doing something dangerous, okay? We're going head up against the criminals, calling them out, and not mincing words. I mean, that's a powerful thing, isn't it, Bob?
It certainly is. And it's probably the basis to my history on the radio. And I just felt, when I was a little boy, I said to myself, gee, if you tell a lie, you have to tell about 20 of them to cover it. So it's not worth it. So you tell people the truth all the time. And that's what this is really all about.
Well, going back 40-plus years ago when you started fighting the globalists, you're one of the only living, maybe a half dozen people, icons out there. I mean, could you ever have imagined that the tyranny would actually go this far? And B, could you ever imagine from the meager beginnings how many people we now reach?
Well, first of all, we were running around with pamphlets. The only one who made anything in the communications business beyond that was Anthony Hilda with his records and then his tapes. And so we had a rough road. Fastest pamphlet in the West, I used to say. And of course, Gary and Alan and G. Edward Griffin were all writing books. And I was too busy to do that. But, today it's totally different. And it's totally different in as much as we're reaching just millions and millions of people every day. And we got to keep on doing it. It's just like other newsletter writers say to me, well, how do you have time and why do you bother to answer people's questions personally? And my answer is, look, this is why I'm here. What else would I do at 75 years old? And so I help people. And that's part of what I do. And this is what Alex is doing. And this is what Genesis is doing for all of us. So you got to be there for us.
Well, I mean, my only point is we all need to have a gut check and realize where we all stand in this world. And I don't like the fact that I'm one of the most preeminent people in the world fighting the globalist. I mean, it's not fun, but it's something that's got to be done. I just want people to really consciously realize why we're under so much sustained attack. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman on The Economy. Stay with us.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nose revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They help
to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Bob Chapman's our guest. The rest of the hour, Bob, I want to get into the economy, but you know, I say this every day now because it's just constantly hitting me. It's one thing to intellectually, coldly know the New World Order's plans, to see them carrying it out. It's another thing to be this deep into it and to see Time Magazine saying, will the Federal Reserve cause civil war? To see the Pentagon admitting they're preparing to make war against the American people. To see them federalizing with the fusion centers, to see the CIA operating openly, and foreign intelligence agencies spying on members of legislatures in Pennsylvania, to really see it all manifesting now and to know we really were right. In fact, we were more than right. It was worse than what we had thought. It makes me have gut checks just constantly about the amazing, I hoped always in the back of my mind, even though I had all the documents and knew I was right, that I was wrong. I mean, you know that feeling. I mean, don't you ever just want to be wrong? Don't you ever want the government to turn out to have some good in it? Don't you ever wish it wasn't as bad, but it always turns out to be worse? Do you see what I'm saying, Bob?
Absolutely. And you always think about, well, it is bad, but maybe we can turn the corner. And that's where we're headed right now. And we know what we said was correct, just as you just said. And so we have to go on the assumption that all of the ideas for the future that we base upon the knowledge that we have and the history that we've seen, that we're on the right track. And all the listeners have to realize that. And they have to spread the word about the program. And we have to keep on digging deeper and deeper and deeper into all of these episodes that come out. They pop up everywhere. And you know, one of the good things about these episodes happening is that it just shows you over and over again how corrupt the system really is. It's not because we say it is. It's because it really is. I mean, just look at what happened in the last couple of weeks in regard to mortgage gate or foreclosure gate. It's absolutely dreadful. But we have discussed this over the last 3 years on this program. We didn't get into the intimate details of the foreclosure process, but we said there was something wrong. And particularly in the sale of the syndicated bonds that contained those mortgages, which were a nightmare. And, you know, I cannot understand why, especially in Europe, that took down 60% of that paper, or those bonds as they're called, that they never made a complaint. Didn't that seem strange to you, Alex?
Yeah, they're sold the same mortgages over and over again. It's pure fraud. It's certified as AAA rated, and there's no complaining.
Unbelievable. And they're really, at the beginning, they were triple B paper, which is like a 4 instead of a 10. And now we have just had, that they admit to, the Federal Reserve, $1.7 trillion in what is called toxic waste, which is those mortgages, MBS, CDOs, and ABS. And what they've done is purchase these things, and they won't tell us how much they paid for them from the banks to clear them off their books. And my guess is 80 cents on the dollar. And now they want to sell them back to them for 20 cents on the dollar. And the loss in between goes to all of us. We get to pay for it to bail out the banks again. And it's things like this that within that structure of the, we'll call it the real estate bubble fiasco, there's so many facets to this thing. And, you know, we saw about 2 months ago, Goldman Sachs, which stole about $5 billion, really wanted to be able to be found wanting, but neither admitting or denying, and they paid $500 million penalty. Now, that absolves them of everything, but they get to keep the other $4.5 billion. This is the way this system works. I saw this Milken character on television this morning. Here's a man who stole $3 billion. And he gave $1 billion to the government. And he got to go to jail for about a year and a half. And he's got $2 billion. And now he's a celebrity because he got a lot of money and he's got a foundation. This absolution for being a crook. I mean, doesn't anybody out there get it? These people are criminals.
Amazing, Bob Chapman. I want to get more into where the economy's going and the quantitative easing announcements by the Fed, this big announcement coming up in early November that the Fed is reportedly going to make a dealing with dollar devaluation. We're going to get into Rand Paul under attack and many others. Folks, you either stand with the patriots or you stand with the globalists. Yeah, I mean, it's that simple. You choose a side right now. Got some big news coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calvin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calvin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. 7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to get more into the economy and a bunch of other news with Bob Chapman. I'm researching a story that I saw being discussed a few days ago in Australia. The headline is, Trades Hall President Kevin Bracken stands by his 911 conspiracy. Very prominent and powerful head of the organization. It's causing debates in the parliament dealing with this. And he said, look, I'm not backing off my statement that it's an inside job. I'm not a coward like the rest of you. More and more people worldwide are coming out and saying inside job, and they don't care what people say to them. And the poll in the newspaper showed that 67% believe it's an inside job. I mean, that has got to anger the system over there. So I'm printing some more articles on this, and we're going to be talking about it more. But Bob, continuing with the economy and what quantitative easing means, this announcement by the Fed that inflation is our friend to, quote, pay down our debt. Yeah, like Weimar Republic or Mexico.
Well, I think it's probably propelling itself more toward a Weimar type of situation. If you remember on this program 3 months ago, I said that they were going to go to a QE2, and I was ahead of the pack again, and I was right. And what I didn't know at the time was about 3 weeks prior to my saying that the Fed had already gone into the bond markets again and into the what they call a repo market, and they were buying and selling bonds. In that process, they're injecting money into the economy. And this has grown since then over the past 3 months. So I'm telling you this because QE2 began 3 months ago. They just didn't take the time to tell you about it. And now you have this official announcement, yes, this terrible deflation is around again. Same story we had three years ago. And we got to jack this thing up. And that's part of their excuse for doing so. And we're going to have some pretty bad inflation. And I'll tell you why. Heretofore, other governments have allowed the investment of dollars into their country, and they haven't said too much about it. One of the reasons why is they were all rigging their currencies, and they've been doing it since the Second World War. And in the process of doing that, what they do, we'll take Brazil as an example. They'll print their currency, and then they take the currency, just like the Chinese do, and they go and they buy dollars, and that drives the value of their currency down. At the same time, they take the money and they buy U.S. treasuries. Well, the U.S. never said much about it because what that does is it keeps inflation down in the United States because the goods coming into the country are cheaper, and it also funds the debt. So they didn't want to hear about it. Now they've got a problem where these same characters in these different countries are not aggressively funding the debt anymore, and they have starting to put up barriers against money coming into their countries in the form of dollars. And that means if countries are not going to invite dollar-based investors into their country to buy bonds or buildings or companies or whatever, then that inflation that had previously been laid off on all those countries out there is going to back up into the United States. So we're going to have more inflation than we had before. And that's one of the arguments at this G20 meeting. And on top of that, at the G20 meeting, I'm sure they're telling Mr. Geithner, you people got to be crazy. You keep on pumping more and more money in, and it doesn't solve the problem. And you expect us to be able to not compete with each other and to stop depreciating our currencies to accommodate you when we've accommodated you for years. No, we're not going to do that anymore. So I don't see much coming out of that meeting, because coming back to the Fed and what they're doing in the economy with QE2 and the announcement coming up after the election, of course, to be accompanied by foreclosure gate, which they've been hiding in the media, this is supposed to be a revelation. Anybody who is involved in money and finance and economics knows what's going on, and they've seen it already. And so this is really just for public consumption, officially to let the world know that we're going to save America, the Federal Reserve is, by pumping out more money out of thin air.
Yeah, monetizing the debt. And this is basic economics. I mean, we know what this is going to do. It's going to devalue people's savings. It's going to make the cost go up. At the same time, they're freezing for the next 2 years the Social Security cost of living increase, the COLA. The reports spill out every day of every locale in the nation jacking up taxes. And people just don't have the money. And driving to work every day now, it's got to be every mile. I see cops pulling people over, giving them tickets. And they say, well, we're just enforcing the law. No, they're out there revenue generating. You can't squeeze blood out of a stone. And over 10% of Texas has arrest warrants out for us. And then I was listening to local radio admit, because they've had some police chiefs complaining, that they're not allowed to arrest illegal aliens for drunk driving or not having IDs. And businesses are basically being allowed to have their drivers be illegal aliens without driver's license. And cops are told, let them go. I mean, the bankers are above the law. The police more and more are above the law. The illegal aliens, because they're allied with this whole globalist system to drive down the wages, they're above the law, and none of it washes anymore. And separately, though, I played a Senate candidate on C-SPAN from West Virginia, an engineer, coming out and laying out how they blew up the World Trade Center towers. And I've got a Herald Sun poll, 67% believe inside job. Trades Hall President Kevin Bracken stands by his 9-1-1 conspiracy. And I love what he said. He was on ABC News. That's Australian Broadcasting Company, not U.S. Trades Hall president. He is the Victorian Secretary of Maritime Union of Australia. Very powerful position in the Labor Party. And he says that most of his members agree with him. And he talks about polls showing 50% in Australia believe inside job. Well, they're a lot higher than that. I mean, I've got an Angus and Reid of 84%, New York Times, 2006, excuse me. But it says Mr. Bracken sparked outrage yesterday when he told John Fain's ABC talkback program that attacks were not the result of terrorist activity. He said the story was a conspiracy that didn't stand up to scientific scrutiny. And he's an engineer. This morning, Mr. Bracken phoned into Fain's program again for a right of reply. He said he wasn't phoning as the president of the Trades Hall Council or the secretary of Melbourne's Union of Australia. Mr. Bracken stood by his comments and said he had the support of 50% of the community. He also attacked the talk show host that was attacking him, claiming he was ridiculed on yesterday's program. Unfortunately, cowards like yourself, this is a quote, have set the political agenda in this country for too long, said Kevin Bracken. I won't be cowered down to bullies like yourself. And he went on, and we'll scroll down and show you a photo of this hero. And but there's more and more people, professionals, military people, Sybil Edmonds, you know, working with the FBI and NSA, and I mean, you heard Anthony Schaefer if you were listening last hour, folks. I talked about the government staging events. I talked about how Alaki, you know, the supposed head Al-Qaeda commander meeting with the Secretary of the Army 2 months after 9/11 in the Pentagon. And, you know, what could Schaefer say? He said, no, it is what it is. People just look at it and make your decision. I mean, folks, we've got criminals running the country that blew up those buildings. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of this? And if it's uncomfortable to come out and say it, sorry, that's just the way it is. Facts are facts are facts. And I saw the media hyping we were going to be hit by terrorists. And when we get hit by terrorists, give all your rights up. I saw that in the months leading up to 9/11. And I could see what they were doing to the point of being able to say they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their CIA asset, Bin Laden. Just like a Lockheed CIA. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The guy who the media and the Pentagon tell us is the number one Al-Qaeda operative in the world, they are telling us, it's now confirmed, 2 months after 9/11, when he's on the news as one of the masterminds, he was number three at the time, now he's number one, Anwar al-Awlaki, headline, Al-Qaeda leader dined at Pentagon just months after 9/11 in a closed-door meeting with the top brass and the Secretary of the Army. And then he runs the underwear bombing. He runs the Times Square bombing. He runs Major Hassan attack at Fort Hood. He runs it all. Okay, and then a SWAT is MI6, that's mainstream news, Rashoon SWAT, for the 7-7. I mean, Bob, it's out in the open, okay? None of us are safe, okay? If you cower to this, they win, okay? Ask your gut, not even looking at the evidence. Are you afraid of men with turbans? Or are you afraid of a government that puts in naked body scanners and now going in courthouses everywhere and lies to you and says they're not saving the images and it turns out they are? I mean, this is a pack of murdering criminals. Your life means nothing to them, and the naivety that is going on in this country and the world is allowing this evil to grow to proportions never before seen. It's over. The thumb-sucking denial is over. You think I like risking my life? You think I like death threats? You think I like people physically attacking me? You think I like hack attacks? You think I like every major globalist think tank calling me enemy number one? You think this is fun? You think I like it? I wish men with turbans did what they did and not our own government. That's a lot less scary. I wish none of it ever happened. Okay? But living in denial isn't going to change it. I'm sorry I'm ranting, Bob. I'm just sick of the cowardice. And I love this guy saying, I'm not a coward, you're a coward, and it's time for cowards to not set the agenda. Bob Chapman.
I hear you, and you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And we're not going to take it anymore. And you're seeing it in the streets all over Europe, particularly now for the last 2 weeks in Paris. And the Senate has passed the change in the law concerning retirement. And that's going to lead to some real problems in France. And I think this thing could really blow up in their faces. And you know, the bottom line here is what they're I speak French. And what they're ranting in the streets is the bankers get away with everything, and they want us to pay for it.
By the way, something just hit me here. Again, and this will cost thousands of dollars. Somebody with a sophisticated attack hacked the machines at Genesis last night. We had our stuff go down, too. We're still analyzing it last night. They hacked it. They had destroyed everything. I don't even know if GCNLive.com's back up right now. And the Israelis tacitly admit they launched the Stuxnet worm. Now our media, as I said they would, is saying we've got to give up our rights on the Internet, let the Pentagon take the web over, or this worm will get us. When in plain view, the Western governments, because guaranteed the U.S. government's involved, the experts have looked at it, not just Israel. They're all involved in it. And now Obama tells Pentagon to attack cyber threats on American soil. Who's the commander-in-chief? Obama. Now, our stuff went down last night. We're still analyzing it, but it looks suspicious. They attack the streams. Genesis, clear attack. They break in. They get through the codes. They savage the machine so that it would take longer to get it back up with backups. And here's the Wall Street Journal. Cyber attack strikes FreedomWorks. A mysterious cyber attack apparently struck the computer servers of the pro-Tea Party group FreedomWorks. You know what? They admit what a year ago Kurt Nimmo wrote stories about the Pentagon testing to counter cyber attacks by launching attacks. Cass Sunstein has called for them cyber attacking patriots. And now we learn that Genesis got hit, FreedomWorks got hit, one of the big Tea Party groups, and it looks like we got hit. Bob, look at this, Wall Street Journal. They just brought this into me. You know what? I think the White House hit Genesis computers last night.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that they would. And they got to shut us up. And they're trying to put us out of business. It's not going to work. It's going to be, again, very disjointing. And it's going to cost money.
Well, they're getting desperate.
You're going to have to out there. You're going to have to help them pay for it. Otherwise, you're not going to get the real news.
Well, you know what scares me? My gut tells me my gut told me a George Soros affiliated deal, but now you've got FreedomWorks and Glenn Beck getting hit, and the group is raising masses of money right now for Patriot candidates. The group estimates it lost $800,000 in potential donations as it struggled to bring its site back online, and it was a sophisticated attack. And fundraising money bomb was set. See, we were attacked during the money bomb, and the hackers went to public hack sites and YouTube and posted the code to attack us. Bob, I mean, so you notice they're attacking during money bombs. They are scared, and they want to cut our money off. Here it is, Wall Street Journal, right here, Bob.
Well, let's have another money bomb. If we miss money and the other groups miss money, tell them to do it over again and keep on doing it until we get enough to do what we have to do.
Well, they're desperate. They've
look at persistence, too, you know.
Exactly. They've now dispatched, it's here in my stack, Bill Clinton. It's a Prison Planet article. Here it is. Establishment dispatches Clinton to campaign against Rand Paul. They said he wasn't a doctor. They said he kidnapped a woman, made her do drugs. All of that did not be true. They said he was against the Civil Rights Act. Not true. Now they're claiming that a newsletter, not even affiliated with him, made a mild joke about black people, and Bill Clinton's running around saying he's a racist. Oh, really? Is he the type of racist that shot black people up with syphilis? See, the liberals never care about the real stuff they do, because they're the real racists cloaked in this anti-racist package. And then now they are so desperate they are pulling out all the stops against Rand. They're scared, folks. Your comments, Bob Chapman.
Well, I just came across a piece. And it came out today, and you probably saw it. While Bill Clinton was president, he lost the code for arming nuclear weapons. They couldn't find it.
I bet he did.
I mean, he's probably left it in somebody's bedroom. But the point is, he lost it. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, supposing our enemies decided, we're going to have an attack, and Bill's looking under the covers to see where the instructions are.
Well,
I mean, this is the kind of people they are. Dreadful. And sure, you're going to get more of that attack dog kind of stuff, and it goes on both sides. We'll win anyway. In this election, we're going to kick a lot of people out of office, we being the American people. And we're going to get back on the trail of saving our country with the help of talk radio and the internet.
Well, I just add to that.
And your support, of course.
I just add to that as we come back with the final segment, hit some other news. Cass Sunstein admits they pose as conspiracy theorists on the web to get us infighting. And let's say Alex Jones is the worst guy in the world, which I'm not. Why is so much time spent by all these sites and talk show hosts attacking yours truly? A lot of them are on the globalist payroll. Even if I was a bad guy, why would all the time be spent, literally about half the time, attacking me? Because we're real and we're effective. It shows you who the bad guys are, folks. It's amazing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm going to be out at KSCO, KSCO.com. First Beach is sold out on Sunday. The Monday night one has about 50 tickets left, I was just told. They're going to hold back 30 or 40 for each event at the door. If you want to get in that way, just make sure you get there early. KSCO.com. I want to be clear. Ted Anderson called me at 8 a.m. this morning. He's already out in California. And he said, yeah, I've been up a lot tonight. They came in, they attacked the servers, they went in and butchered it. I came in, had all my news, didn't even notice the Wall Street Journal, or this was already big news today, that the main Tea Party website got blown away during their money bomb. And they have a criminal investigation going on. I got to get Watson on this to write an article that anti-globalist groups, you can say what you want about the Tea Party Express, but they were hit. And it looks like we probably got hit last night, but we've just been trying to fix it, not analyze how it was done. But there's no doubt they got into the Genesis GCNLive.com servers and wrecked it. The FreedomWorks website is still down, according to this article. I don't know if it's been updated as they try to migrate to a new server. Same thing, they went in and wrecked the server. They didn't just do a denial of service, they got in and wrecked the server. So this is big news. I mean, this is what we're talking about here today. I mean, we're under attack, and, you know, it's manly to not talk about it, but it's not even that. I'm always so busy, I don't get into all the attacks we go through. But, Bob, I mean, this shows that the system is scared right now.
They sure are, and it shows how effective we are. And, you know, people, you've got to understand the work that goes into what we do. Alex works 16, 15 hours a day, just like I do. Yesterday, I did 9 programs, an hour each. I mean, even that's a record. But we got to keep on doing it because we've got to get people to understand what we're up against and who's doing what to us and why they're doing it. And Alex is absolutely correct. We can't let this get us down. We got to have another money bomb. That's all.
Well, ours went off okay, though we were attacked during it. We've been attacked so much we were able to withstand it. But we do need to reach our goal at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. But look, there's no doubt Obama is saying to the Pentagon, attack cyber threats domestically in the U.S., we know that's the cover for attacks. I think I'm going to call Watson and say, did Obama administration or did Democrats, you know, launch cyber attacks against, opposition fundraising? And because this is the key time, these races are so close, and not all these Republican or Democratic candidates that are anti-establishment are good, but a lot of them, like Rand Paul and others, are. And the system is scared because they're losing the House, maybe the Senate, and there's going to be all these new voices there of liberty. And this is our wedge going into the next election in 2012, 2011, to really take the country back, just like the states' rights movement. That's why they staged Oklahoma City, was to blame the states' rights movement that was burgeoning then. It's not going to work this time, though. Fool me once, shame on me. Or shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on... I'm sounding like George Bush, can't get it right. Fool me, won't get fooled again. There's the... Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. The point is that we're not getting fooled again. And now I've done a George Bush imitation without trying it, Bob.
It sounded pretty good. And that's scary. We don't want that. We got rid of him, and we don't want to hear about him.
Exactly. He's been put out to pasture in Dallas. Well, Bob, we're out of time. I'll, God willing, I'll say our prayers for us, folks, but I'll see you next Friday back here with us, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can call 800-686-2237 to get a free complimentary copy or get the one gold franc, get a year subscription free, $159 value, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Bob, I will see you next week, my friend.
You got it, and have a great trip, and thank you all for listening. We love you.
Thank you. Listen, I'm excited that we sold out, or have almost sold out, the two shows with, 1,500, 1,600 seats, Friday and, this Friday. I'm flying out there today. That's Sunday and Monday. I got so much going on in my head right now, folks, I can't even hardly talk. Great job to the crew. Retransmission starts now with Colonel Anthony Schaefer, Infowars.com. God bless you all. See you in California.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.